with the coach, Mike Reed Maintenance, with behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got the man here. Introduce yourself.
Well, what's up? I'm Elohi Maintenance.
Yeah. Tell them a little bit something about yourself. You're talking to all Chicago youth baseball players out there.
Oh, well, talking about myself?
Yeah.
Well, like playing baseball, enjoy what I do, and work hard every day.
So where did it all start for you?
Huh?
Where did it all start for you? Where did baseball start for
you? At age of nine years old.
So you was the man then?
A little bit.
You was hitting the ball?
Yeah, but I don't really like, when I started playing baseball, I don't really like baseball. I was more basketball. But then, my first at bat that I took, it was hit by a pitch in my head, and I said, I don't want to play more baseball. And then my dad started giving me energy again, giving me positive thoughts. And then I came back again a month and a half later, and I hit a home run, and I started liking it after that.
You like it after that?
Yeah.
Huh? It's kind of easy, huh?
No, easy, but I just like it.
So I'm in basketball. What you thought you was going to be? Michael Jordan? You thought you was going to be the next Michael Jordan?
I don't know that kind of player, but some good player, you know.
Yeah. So you're going to be baseball and basketball.
I'm just trying to be basketball, just basketball, but in Dominican, we don't have that opportunity as baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what I think. I'm a baseball player now, you know, basketball, yeah. But yeah, I really like basketball. That was my first sport as a kid, and I watched my dad play, and all my family pretty much play basketball. Me and my brother are the only ones who play baseball. And one of my cousins, but other than that, my family is just basketball.
So when did you start thinking about baseball and playing in the major leagues?
Well, at age 14 years old, I started training with one of the best coaches in Dominican. His name is Amaury Nina. And he started training me, and here I am.
And is it what you thought it would be being in the big leagues?
Mm?
Is it what you thought it would be being in the big leagues?
The
lights,
you know,
the crowd,
yeah.
The home runs?
This is a dream come true, you know. After I stopped playing basketball, then I realized I'm really good at baseball. This was my dream, and now that I'm here, I enjoy every single day that I have the opportunity to play this game.
And you make sure you say hi to mom every time you
play. Yeah, every time I hit a home run, yeah.
So, I mean, in the big leagues, you're flying every place, you're standing first-class hotels, got chefs cooking for you. I mean, a kid that has that dream don't realize all those things that goes on behind the scenes.
Oh, no. I'm just realized this as soon as I get here. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, it's the hard work that you need to put every single day to continue to performing as a major league, you know. Everybody talk about, oh, you guys have privilege. Oh, you guys have a lot of meetings. Yeah, but the work, no sleep well, and you need to be ready every single day. That's come with these two, like the baseball part, you know. And I just think yeah, it's really good being the majors, but it's such a hard work too. Yeah. So for every kid that gonna hear me or read or whatever, just work hard. But it doesn't mean if you work hard, you, when you came here, you know, you're gonna keep working hard. You need to work more harder than what you thought. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much my learning from when I get here.
Let me give you these last two questions. Now, you know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. And I would always tell my guys that if you want to play on this level, you got to love this game.
Yep.
You got to eat, drink, and sleep.
Yeah.
So, and you just pretty much said that in so many words. I mean, how do you deal with the mental parts of the game, the roller coaster, ups and downs?
You know, this is a failed game, you know, because you eat 3 hits out of the 10 opportunities, you one of the best, but you miss 7 times to get to that point, you know. So even when roller coaster is going up and down, you just need to be mindset like the same, you know. If you work hard, the work and ethic gonna pay off, you know. So you just need to be patient, work hard, and the results gonna be there.
And you know, I saw last week where you was DHing and you put tape on your mouth. You wanna tell us about that?
Well, I was just having fun, you know. I was trying to forget what I did in the last at bat and just give something to laugh to my teammates, you know, and that worked, and we win that game.
Well, when I was coaching, I had to say loosey-goosey baseball. You got to play loosey-goosey baseball. You got to have fun out there on the field, and I can see you definitely have fun all the time.
Yeah, all the time. That's what I like. That's my favorite part of this game.
The coach, Willie Lloyd. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Thanks a lot.